Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, a last-minute deal in Lansing spells relief for doctors across the state who were worried their licenses would expire just days from now. We're going to hear why it was particularly worrisome here in northern Michigan. But we start today's lowdown by looking at the Northlake Processing Center in Baldwin. Northlake is a former federal prison that has been converted into an immigration detention center. It opened for that purpose last summer. And as the population of immigration detainees expanded there, emergency calls started coming in to Lake County's 911 dispatch center. Our colleagues at Michigan Public got a hold of some of those calls, and they offer a window into what's happening inside. Here's editor Lindsay Smith describing one of the calls on Michigan Public's Morning Edition this week. You will hear some of the 911 tape as well.
One person who was detained there in December died, and we still don't know the cause of his death. An autopsy hasn't been released yet, so we thought that maybe the 911 call would give us some clues. So here's how the call sounds when it comes in.
I have a detainee that is unresponsive, late 50s, male, and they're doing chest compressions as we speak. We're performing CPR.
Late 50s?
Yes, ma'am.
The calls indicate that 56-year-old Ninko Gentev, who's originally from Bulgaria, was already in rough shape by the time this emergency call came through, 9:16 p.m. Both ambulances in Lake County are routed at the highest priority level. EMS is on the scene fast, in 3 minutes. It's not clear how much time elapses, though, until one of the first responders calls back to dispatch to ask for an ME, a medical examiner.
I'm going to need ME.
You were going to need an ME?
Yep.
Crap, I didn't think of that. Sheesh, okay, you don't need a deputy or anything, do you?
I don't think so.
Enough of them up there.
They will need a deputy to file a police report. Dispatch also calls a funeral home. The police report says the man was breathing when staff found him on the ground around 9:10 that night. His time of death is listed at 9:54. And I do expect we'll have more information from an autopsy report once it's released.
Michigan Public's Lindsay Smith with that report. The full story by Smith and journalist Adam Yahya Reyes is on our website, iprnews.org. We'll turn our attention to Lansing now, where lawmakers appear to have reached a deal to rejoin an interstate agreement that governs who can practice medicine here in Michigan. That deal comes just days ahead of a pretty strict deadline. IPR's Claire Keenan-Kurgan is with us to explain what's going on. Hey, Claire.
Hey, Ed.
Okay, first, what is this interstate deal and why does it matter?
So the deal is called the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact, and it's a group of 40 states that share medical licensing requirements. So what that means is they can make it really easy for doctors to move states without doing a ton of paperwork. And you still have to re-register through the compact if you move, but it's really simple within those 40 states, and Michigan has been one of them since 2018. But that membership expires on March 28th, which is next Saturday. So the clock was ticking to figure out what to do next.
What would happen here in northern Michigan if it did expire?
In northern Michigan, like in many other rural areas, it is hard to recruit doctors, and especially for specialty kinds of treatment. And so Munson Healthcare, which is the main hospital system here in northern Michigan, said in a press release that they rely on about 50 doctors through the compact, and that's especially in the hospital and radiology departments. Here is Warren Call. He's the CEO of Traverse Connect, and they've been raising the alarm about Michigan's membership in this compact expiring.
Withdrawal from that compact would create a number of barriers to care. It would increase the administrative burden for our rural hospitals, and it's going to further strain that limited workforce that we already have.
That So that administrative burden means that if a doctor wanted to move to Michigan without this compact, it would be a lot harder to get them ready to work at Munson. So doctors and healthcare providers up north are pretty stressed about this, to say the least.
We know from our Capitol correspondent, Colin Jackson, that the House and Senate both voted on their own versions of rejoining the compact months ago. The problem is that they have yet to pass each other's bills. And they've been sort of sitting on that for months. And now they say they'll move forward. But Claire, this does seem to have caused a lot of stress here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, this deadline has been looming for a long time. And, you know, now there's 8 days left. And it's unclear why, when there was bipartisan support for renewing the compact, that this has been put off for so long. It went as far as on the compact website, so where doctors go to register in a new state, there was a huge banner yesterday at the top saying doctors could no longer sign up if they're licensed in from Michigan. Mm. And it warned doctors in Michigan that if they were licensed from another state, they could soon lose their ability to practice. And now that website does reflect that the bill to renew Michigan's membership in the compact will likely move forward, but it still hasn't been signed into law, and it has to be voted on, and it has to be signed before March 28th.
All right. Claire Keenan-Kirgan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.
Finally today, when Steve Veach started volunteering with the Benzie Historical Society, they put him to work on their collection of historical photographs.
They were falling apart, crumbling, fading.
He'd sit there scanning the images, making sure they're digitally preserved, and he would easily get distracted.
It took me forever to get any job done because I would look at these photographs and think about the people that were looking back at me, and I would wonder what became of them.
So Steve Veach understands the value of an artifact. Today, he is vice president of the board for the Benzie Area Historical Society and Museum, and he's helping to organize their annual Artifactory event. Members of the public are invited to browse museum artifacts, whether they're crumbling old photos or physical objects from the past. And then they're asked to create a piece of art inspired by that artifact. Maybe it's a poem, maybe something visual. This year, they're focusing on the country's 250th birthday.
I can expect almost anything to show up at Artifactory. But in the past, they've always been beautiful, thoughtful, and sometimes even provocative poems about American history based on the artifacts that are in our museum.
Artifactory gets underway this weekend with a poetry writing workshop from 10 until noon tomorrow. You can register by calling the Oliver Center for the Arts in Frankfurt. The day includes a workshop and exploring the museum in Benzonia for inspirational artifacts. There's also an upcoming class for visual arts related to the project. The poems will be read aloud and the visual artwork will go on display along with the artifacts that inspired them at an exhibition on April 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Oliver Center for the Arts. Last year's event, Veach says, was standing room only. That's the Up North Lowdown for Friday, March 20th. Hey, one more note before we go. We've been talking a lot about the storm. The lights are coming back on, just a few more places where they're restoring power, but things are returning to normal here in northern Michigan. We're glad you've been along for the journey this week. Thanks for listening. Our producer is Austin Rowlater. Editing by Steve Junker, music by Blue Dot Sessions. I am Ed Ronco, and you are terrific for spending time with us. Thanks for being here. This is the Up North Lowdown. Hey, Ed Ronco again. Just wanted to ask, if you liked the Lowdown, if you appreciate this show, go to your favorite podcast app, subscribe to it, rate us, and if you're so inclined, we would love it if you would review us as well. Just leave a few words. Tell us what you think about the show, why it matters to you, why other people should listen. Not only is it, you know, nice to hear, but it helps other people find what we do. Thank you.